All right, you all know the drill. When your number is called, step forward and repeat the phrase you've been given. Understand? Number one, step forward.
ESPN 97.5.
Yeah, come on.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy, affordable, hassle-free energy from a company that has your back. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
What up, H-Town? Hey, how we doing? It's Thursday on The Usual Suspects, and as I normally do, I take roll call. I say, Nick's here behind the glass. I'm here, and Cody Stutes is here.
Yeah!
Because Barry, well, he's not here. We got a text message from Barry earlier this morning that he is a little bit under the weather, and as he tries to crawl out, he's not going to be able to do the show. He has fever. He has fever.
Fever?
So, he's got the fever, and he just had...
I thought fever was only deadly like on the Oregon Trail.
It could be, but I just know it could be deadly to us, so then therefore the decision was made quickly.
That's a good call.
That enter Sandman. We went to the bullpen, and I saw you in the hallway dangling your wing like Craig Kimbrell, and thought, well, let's just go to the pen and bring Cody in and get this party started.
I so, like that call.
Cody is here. Barry is not. Nick is holding down everything, and we're ready to go. So what's up, people?
What's going on?
I mean, I saw you. You went to the game last night.
I did.
That was a debacle.
That was.
And now the injuries are stacking up with the absences. So Paul out, going to be back Friday. Harden hurt. Looks like he won't be ready Friday.
Harden is doubtful, according to D'Antoni. Ennis is out for at least another couple games.
You know what else is doubtful? The Rockets will play any defense. Just want to let you know that. And yeah. You know what's probable, Nick? You will be in the locker room Friday night after the game to hear Carmelo Anthony tell you more trials and tribulations about his mental anguish trying to deal with his role on this team.
Yeah, we'll get into all of that, man. I'm
we
pretty
will,
sure you've got a bunch of opinions.
It is just driving me nuts.
I'm sure you've got a bunch of thoughts.
Ready. So we'll get into all that. There's plenty of sports to get to. What's up with you, Stutes? You've been all over the planet. You're spanning the globe. You're checking in on your Texans who have a game tonight. What else is going on? You're not wearing a Hawaiian today?
No Hawaiian shirt. No more than two buttons, just the two buttons on the shirt today.
Okay.
I almost wore like my new one.
You have a new Hawaiian?
Oh, yeah. I got a new one.
Uh-oh.
I got a new one.
It's kind of past. I mean, you can't wear those anymore now. We're in the winter season. We're approaching the winter season.
I'm bringing it back.
I'm
during
pretty
the
sure
winter
you
season?
Can't, at this point where Cody is in his life, he no you one's going to tell him he can't wear anything.
I am impressed with the fact that you
jeans?
Can just walk around in cold weather, just a flower shirt.
It's
skinny
not,
jeans,
but
no.
But skinny jeans, there might be something that he's going to tell you he can't wear. But other than that, you can't tell him what he can't wear.
The Hawaiian shirt is like almost year-round. Like, there's about 2 months I actually gets cold. Like, outside of that, like, I'm good in all the other weather. It's like... Over the many years of being fat, I have like curated my body temperature to the perfect amount during cold weather.
See, what I figured out over the years, Nick, is there's two ends of the spectrum. There's the Charlie Pulillo end, and then there's Cody. But when you're on either end of the spectrum, no clothes that you have in your closet are ever out of date. You do not get rid of them. You continue to wear them whenever you want.
So, like Cody, your golf shirts.
Yes. Exactly right. Jimmy Connors size shorts, Hawaiians. Cody, you could probably pull that off with a pair of tights and go semi-formal. No?
I don't know about tights.
No tights?
No tights.
I was telling you because I'm going with Nick's theory. You can't tell him what he can't wear. If he wants to wear tights, he could wear tights.
I missed that part. He probably said that already. I just missed the part that he wears that. You really do wear it year-round, the flower shirt?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
I love the fact that it's not a Hawaiian anymore. It's a flowered shirt.
Yeah, that's what I call it.
They're not all flowers, man. Some of them have like surfboards and toucans.
Every
on
single
there.
One that I've seen had flowers
you
on it.
You got toucans?
I got toucans.
Okay. And you might need a bra. No, I'm just saying toucans also a bird. But no, you are bringing, you got the Hawaiian thing going.
Yeah, but today just your work polo.
Okay.
You know, you're like on sale.
You're Tiger Woods. It's Tiger on Sunday, Cody on a Thursday. Going with the red polo. Got it. He's ready to go. No black pants. No. No shorts. But that's okay because you can't see those. So you
nope, I can't. I can't see what you're wearing.
He'll stand up and dance for you during a break. Don't worry about
Barry
it.
Barry does all the time.
I know.
Yeah.
And then it gets kind of awkward.
It does.
But
I can't imagine Barry's a very good dancer.
Oh, no, 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 no. You don't understand. Barry has done 1,001 jobs in his life, and one of them was he was a line dance instructor. Is this a fact, right, Nick?
Barry is proud of his dancing.
Yes.
Well,
he can dance.
All right. I stand corrected.
Yesterday, he was dropping knowledge in the hip-hop community and trying to tell people the difference between popular and legendary in the rap community.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. So that was one that got people's ire up a little bit on social media and phone calls. That carried some weight. So that was out there. But we do hope Barry gets better soon. Like we said, he came down with a fever. He didn't want to get anybody else to deal with it. So he's staying home. So Cody graciously is filling in for us, and we appreciate that. Plenty to talk to as the talk about today as the Texans are taking on Brock Osweiler and the Miami Dolphins tonight. And since you cover practice on a regular basis, you'll be in on that. Nick covered the Rockets, so he'll be in on that. Plenty of more things, including the World Series, to get to as well. So we're happy to have everybody on board and ready to go on a Thursday. If you want to join the show, as we always tell you, it is 713-780-3776. That is our HR&P listener line where you can call, you can text, and you can also hit us on Twitter. Cody, tell the fine people where they can reach you on the Twitter.
That'd be at @Cody_Stoots, at @CODY_STOOTS.
Okay, so Toots and Stoots on a Thursday, because we know Fart Sharara is... Nick, your new Twitter handle is at Fart Sharara?
It is not. It is at The Producer Nick.
Oh, so we're not going with
I haven't seen any tweets from that handle today, so...
But yesterday, it was all about voting for you and all kinds of other things, so... People are convinced, by the way, that it is completely rigged, that you have it set up
no,
to win
you
the
and
vote
Barry
anyway.
Are convinced. No one else brings
my
that
sister,
up.
My sister firmly believes that you have altered the vote.
I have not altered the vote in any way, shape, or form. That's why I said stop putting up the poll.
With you on that because I'm tired of losing the poll. I have the best list every week, and I'm tired of losing.
You're averaging about 15, 16%.
No, last night was 17%. It was an all-time low, and I'm done. On Way Back Wednesday, where we each have an hour and we pick songs
sure,
with
sure.
a theme. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I am bringing up the hind end because the voters are mean.
It's the voters' fault.
It's the voters' fault. It is. And Nick has bots. And we had a Russian caller yesterday that verified that he also has help from the outside world, outside of this country.
That would be Jerry.
Well, Jerry is the one that identified the people that you've been dealing with in Russia.
I have not. Jerry is just, I don't know what made him bring that character, but it was pretty funny. I will give him props for that.
Yeah, he did a great job. Yeah, that's part of the beauty of the suspect.
And he really did tear his ACL, right?
Yes, he did. Yes, Jerry was playing basketball with some people that were way over his head talent-wise. he went knee-to-knee with a guy.
Ooh.
He decided that it was just a side bruise, but then decided, well, maybe I should have this checked out. And 6 months later when the results came in, he's got, not 6 months, but I mean, it took a while.
Well, this is 6 months. Where do you get health care? Canada?
At Costco. It's also where he gets his toilet paper and paper towel. And he now found out that he has a torn ACL. So he has more time on his hands, which is going to be very scary for all of us, which means he'll be participating more regularly than usual,
sure.
Which is already quite frequently.
And if
he
got
show.
The ACL fixed, you know, there's happy pills for that.
Well, and there's also the idiots that decide that they can get through the rest of their life without getting it fixed. And that's, yeah, I have two of my friends that have played basketball over the years that decided I'm not doing this again. But I'm just not going to play basketball. I think you need your ACLs for more than just basketball, but it'd probably be a fine tip medically to get those things patched up. Just throwing it out there.
Unless you're just going to kind of like try out for like My 600-Pound Life. Just like start working on your audition for that. You know, not less walking, more eating, more sleeping, sitting.
Easy tag for the drive-through.
Yeah.
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 That helps. Comfortable clothes.
Comfortable clothes are a must in any
elastic,
form of life.
Elastic waistline.
Elastic is your friend.
Waistbands. Yeah.
I will say this, though. Just because they make it in your size doesn't mean you should wear it.
That's like you wearing tights with the Hawaiian.
Well, yeah, I don't wear tights, though.
You sure?
I don't wear tights. My
Not
days,
even around the house?
My days of wrestling are over.
Okay, Breakfast Club. What I'm saying is, I'm not saying a singlet. I'm saying, because, you know, like, Raheel wears tights. He wears Lululemons and tights and things.
Yeah, I'm out on that.
Okay. All right, because certain people are in. But All right, we're going to continue to roll on. Hey, we're just getting started. That means fasten your seatbelts and away we go. The usual suspects from 1 to 4 p.m. And then from 4 to 7, it'll be The Blitz with Fred, AJ, and John. They'll take you home on all the way on your workday. And, of course, you can always download the app and take us anywhere and everywhere. Just go to ESPN975.com. where you can download the app and make sure that you take us anywhere, everywhere, and never have a signal problem ever again. It's the usual suspects. Cody Stutes is in for Barry. It's Nick. It's Joel. And it's you guys, and we appreciate you. Back with more right here on ESPN 97.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back. If you're just tuning in, Barry is out with a fever. So Cody is filling in for him, Cody Stutes. We appreciate getting him off the road. And we told him first bit of driving directions ever when he came over to the dark side was stay off of 610. Make sure you just tune in and hang with us. So Cody's here. Nick's here. I'm here. We've got everything covered for you because Nick covered the Texans. Nick covered the Rockets last night. Cody covers the Texans on a regular basis. And I just make sure that we get to where we need to get to on breaks. So with that being said, we got a game tonight. We got the Brock Bowl. We got Brocktoberfest. We've got the whole storyline with the Texans and the Dolphins. It seems like people are kind of to this point, but I think that obviously I was talking about with the guys on the sports map side of things. If you really want to believe that this team is for real, then they need to not only cover the spread tonight of 7.5, but they just need to blast the Dolphins, make a statement, win convincingly, and let people know, especially because you're on a semi-national stage, though I don't know how many people actually watch the NFL Network, but I believe it's a Fox game too, that this team is more than just a team that lucked out schedule-wise and coaching decision-wise to get to where they're at.
People think the Texans are on the most fraudulent win streak they've ever seen. Mm-hmm. Because the Colts' decision-making, just how bad the Bills are, and they're just chalking that up as a really bad Jaguars loss. And nobody's giving the Texans any credit for this.
Jason Garrett and Frank Wright on fourth down. Your backup quarterback for the Bills throws you two picks.
Right, when they probably should have just, packed that sucker in,
right,
been conservative.
And then Jacksonville did you a favor by crapping the bed on offense.
Right, right. And so nobody's giving them credit. And I totally agree with you in that you have got to, at some point, if people are going to take you seriously as an NFL team, you have to blow someone out. Like, you have to dominate someone for three and a half quarters of football and blow someone out. It doesn't matter who you blow out. You've got to blow someone out, though. And you look at their schedule and you look at who they're playing in these next few weeks with the bye week there in the middle, this is going to be their best chance to really just blow someone out. Short week, they're coming to your house, and it's a Dolphins team that's hurt. It's just not overall very good, and they're on a streak right now where in their last four games, the Dolphins have allowed 172 yards per game on the ground.
Mm.
That's not counting in any passing yards. 172 on the ground the past four games. They're 1-3, and they should be 0-4.
Mm-hmm.
They lucked into a win in overtime because the Bears couldn't do anything. Okay, they tried to hand it to the Bears. The Bears handed it back to them.
I don't know who you're kidding. Brock Osweiler's reemergence has taken this team to a new level. He's doing things that Ryan Tannehill only dreamed of, and this team is headed for more great things in the future starting tonight, the Miami Dolphins.
If you go back and you watch the Dolphins play the Lions, which I had to do this week, you could see that they just do not want Brock to screw this thing up. Like, just don't screw it up for us. Lots of stuff short, lots of stuff behind the sticks, which is what he's good at. Don't ask him to make too many reads on the coverage. I understand that you can go to the box scores and you can point to what Osweiler's done and you can find these various stats to pick out how good he's playing, like his quarterback rating on third down or his quarterback rating in the fourth quarter. The dude is terrible. Like, he stinks. And if he comes into your house tonight and puts points on you and keeps this game close, or God forbid, leads the Dolphins to a win over the Texans, that will be one of the most embarrassing moments in franchise history. They should destroy the Dolphins.
Just look at you look at Brock, and then you look at the injury report, and you look like they got to find receivers, they got to find guys all over the field on both sides of the ball, and the Texans are relatively healthy, and their defense has looked better and better. You're right. They should destroy this team. Nick, your thoughts? I mean, this is the thing as a Houstonian. I mean, two ends of the spectrum. If you win and win convincingly, you should get people to start buying in more and more. The winning streak continues, and you look like, hey, everything's coming up roses. If you lose and you get beat, particularly if Brock Osweiler plays a starring role, it's a really bad look, and it also solidifies exactly what Cody was just saying, too, that smoke and mirrors got you through the last four.
Yeah, and even if Brock does throw the ball well, he doesn't have anybody to throw to. You got Albert Wilson out, Kenny Stills. He might be out, and even if he is, in how productive will he be? Devontae Parker doesn't have a really good relationship with the team, or maybe his agent is the one that doesn't have a good relationship with the team. But things just don't look good receiving-wise for the Dolphins, and that's why I'm comfortable picking the Texans this week. And they should handle them. I agree with Cody. This should be the one game that they do blow them out. I don't know if they will, but I do expect them to. And you don't want Brock coming in to NRG and embarrassing you, so... Yeah, I tend to agree with Cody. So
two things we know for sure. He doesn't want to come in and play bad, and he won't go into the coach's office with just Bill O'Brien at any point before, during, or after the game. But other than that...
You know they haven't spoken since he left?
It's not shocking. Not shocking. When your coach wants to bust you in the mouth, rip your head off, and WWE-style top rope you, I mean...
When you're a 6'7 dude... about 240, 250, and Bill O'Brien's ready to just tear you up, what does that say about you?
I'm telling you. I mean, it's one thing when you put the whole... I always said he was the cheesy insurance salesman in all the post-game press conferences, but it's one thing to just spin it, but then when, you know, you're in it within the huddle and doing your thing, that there's a toughness level there. Easy to believe while guys in that locker room didn't fully buy into the Brock Osweiler experiment. God, his press conferences annoyed the hell out of me.
His dude is brutal. Just brutal on some of this stuff. And you got to look back at Brock's career, and I know he's played decent these past two games. Didn't throw any interceptions last game, which is a rarity for him when he plays an NFL game. And you look at some of the moments in his career where there's been any sort of element of pressure on him, and it is. It's fold central, baby. It is. Yeah. Pack up the tent. And just
now he
fold.
He hasn't been as bad with the Dolphins as some of his major mishaps with the Texans. He's not throwing the picks as frequently. He had a 300-yard game.
Right, right.
50-50 balls are no longer 20-80. His receivers are given a chance to catch the balls that are thrown to him. But overall, I mean, obviously, he's still Brock. And you know that people are just going to be sitting on the edge of the seat waiting to, like, give him a standing ovation the first time he throws a pick, the first time that he does what he does, and really misthrows something, you know, makes a bad throw. But the Texans have to just worry about taking care of business, because their running game has been basically non-existent until last week. Last week they got themselves 100, and Lamar Miller will probably have a little revenge on his mind to get back at his former team, the Dolphins. But if they can continue to run the football and have some balance for Deshaun, This is a get well quick game.
Absolutely, this is a get well quick game. And the rushing attack is so important. I mentioned the rushing yards. That yards per game allowed by the Dolphins is so high because they gave up 200 plus to the Lions, who couldn't run the ball at all this year. They have 200 plus on the ground to the Lions. Matt Stafford didn't have to do much, and the Dolphins just don't have like a fearsome pass rush that they can annoy you with. The Texans' offensive line is coming off their best game as far as blocking in the passing game, and then their best game as far as blocking things up in the rushing attack than the past few weeks. And you look at that, and it's like it's a recipe to really light up the Dolphins. DeAndre Hopkins... dropping disrespect nonstop on the Dolphins this week. Not intentional, but just the NFL Network asked him about one of the corners saying that Hopkins pushes off a lot. They say, hey, Xavier Howard said that you push off a lot. And Hopkins, which is such a baller move, goes, who?
Yep, good one.
Who? So they can't. I mean, you look at what the Dolphins have done these past two games. They haven't faced a wide receiver core anywhere near the talent of the Texans. When you look at what Hopkins and Will Fuller brings to the table, they haven't faced a rushing attack that that has shown consistency at different times. Because the Texans started the season rushing the ball pretty well. Everything's setting up for them to just smoke the Dolphins. My concern would be if they don't. Like, what are we going to say about this team if they play another ugly close game? Are we going to put it off on Deshaun's chest
injury?
But
the Texans are going to Texan, because the minute you said everything is setting up for this team to just smoke the Dolphins, I was like, and then they won't. Because in the lore of Houston Texans football, every time they're supposed to do something, they don't.
I mean, could I turn it around and argue that they're supposed to play a close game and make this ugly because that's what we know them to do? Like,
there's a lot more people that might buy into that than the fact that they're actually going to win by more than 7.5 and closer to double digits.
And they've had some unexpected, you know, victories. Like, oh, I didn't think the Texans were capable of that. But they're few and far between, and they just had one. Yeah. So, like, to have two of them back-to-back, like, everyone that's asked me about this game, I've told them, okay, it's 7.5 points in Vegas. It's 7.5 points for a good reason, because that hook is there, you know, to scare you. Because the Dolphins can easily play this team within a touchdown, because the Texans frequently play down to their competition. They should have dominated the Bills. They didn't.
Yeah, you know, they were Nathan Peterman away from actually losing a game that they shouldn't have lost against Buffalo. And that's why I said there's so many different smoke screens and mirrors that are involved in this four-game winning streak. But here's the thing on the positive side when you're looking at the sunshine side of what's going on with the Texans. If they win tonight, and they win convincingly, it's not only a good thing because you got your fifth in a row and you started to get people around the nation to believe that you are more than just smoke screen and mirrors, but you get a full 10 days before you play again, which will help greatly when you're starting to talk about the overall health of your quarterback and getting healthy and getting right, and so making sure he can get on a plane instead of driving a bus because your next game is over the Rocky Mountains in altitude, which are all things that are going to factor in against the Denver Broncos. So therefore, if you win convincingly and you get some time off and he gets some time to rest and get better and you get some time to address some of the things that are still concerns, like can you get a backup running back like Deontay Foreman ready to go? And when will he be able to play? And those days can help. Can Lamar Miller be a guy that continues to tout the rock and at least comes close to regaining some of the form he had when he was with the Dolphins or when they first got him? Those are easier questions to answer coming off a convincing win than they are going to be if you get kicked in the jimmy.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Kicked
in the gym. So we're going to continue to roll on. If you want to be a part of the show, we can talk some Texans with you. HR&P listener line, 713-780-3776. You can call, you can text, you can hit us on Twitter. Before we get to break, I do want to tell you about the good people at Fitz Roofing. I've been telling you for a long time that Fitz Roofing is the place to go if you need anything done on your roof. You may need a complete new roof replacement. You may need some repairs done. And a lot of the people that you're going to are people that want you to give the full price in full ahead of the work being done. And then once you pay them up front, they skip town. They do crappy work. They're not around after the sale to make sure that they finish the deal the way you want it done. You don't need to deal with people like that. You need to deal with local people that are fully focused on making a difference by giving you a quality roof right from the get-go with lots of customer service throughout the process. That's why you need Fitz Roofing. Fitz Roofing uses only CertainTeed shingles. They're the best product on the market when you're talking about a roof. And they also are a CertainTeed Select Shingle Master Company, which only 1% of the roofers in the entire United States get the criteria to get that status. They have that elite status, and it's there for you. In simple form, the base warranties are longer than your average roofer, and that is exactly what you want and need when you're spending money like you will when you put on a new roof. Plus, they're dedicated to the Houston community. That means they give 10% of their profits back through a nonprofit called Fitz for Families. It means that there are people out there that have the need for new roofing or repairs for their roof, and they can't afford it. Well, Fitz for Families takes care of that for them and in the nutshell, takes care of the community and like people, to help people, thanks to people like you. So they got an A-plus rating on the Better Business Bureau, 5-star ratings on Facebook and Home Advisor. Why wouldn't you give them a call? Because you get a free no-obligation inspection just by reaching out. It's fitzroofing.com, F-I-T-Z-roofing.com, or 832-521-3001, 832-521-3001. Fitz Roofing, making a difference one home at a time.
ESPN 97.5. This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN975.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Hey, welcome back to The Usual Suspects on a Thursday. Tomorrow, a little reminder for you in the Golden Triangle. Cody, don't get excited. That's just another certain area of the state of Texas as it goes into Louisiana. Not a hobby on a Friday night for you. People in B-Town, in Beaumont, we are coming to see you tomorrow. It's the Blitz and The Usual Suspects, 1 all the way until 7, Luke's Ice House on Calder Road. We're coming to your city, and we'd love to see you, as you always do, come through and have a good time with us. So make sure you mark your calendars, get off of work, make it a late lunch. Stop by and see us tomorrow. We're at Luke's Ice House, 1 until 7 p.m. Nick, you should be there. I don't know if there's ways that you can pull some strings, but you are very popular there. From being the most hated man in the community to being someone that certain people cannot do without, I think that you making a guest appearance would be a big deal.
I was never hated in Beaumont.
Oh, yes, you were. About. You ticked off a whole lot of people. You called it the armpit of the Southwest. You did a lot of things that got a lot of people. There was one guy that was willing to fight you that kept contacting us for a while, but then you got some people to come to your defense. Then you came with me that one time down there and filled in, and everybody loved you. And then before you know it, you were taking selfies, and you couldn't get out there until 9 o'clock at night because people were trying to get another picture with you.
I mean, I did have a Beaumont bodyguard that was willing to get my back.
What was his name?
I forgot, but
see,
he texted
that's not
in.
A good thing. You need to remember.
But nah, I'm cool with Beaumont. You just keep bringing it back up.
B-Town, brother. B-Town.
It might be Cody filling in tomorrow if Barry's still sick.
Yeah, who knows? You know, it could be the plague. We don't know what he's got. It could be the Portland fever. That's scary.
He would definitely say I had the HIV.
Yes,
if
he
I was off.
It's a very good.
So I should probably
right.
say.
Someone did text in and said, funny, I was shopping at Forever. I was walking by shopping in the mall, and as I walked by Forever 21, there was a guy that looked a whole lot like Barry Laminack in the back corner of the store.
Oh, is there a sale at the Galleria?
Yep. OU Mike is blaming it on his cats. I'm not going to get into all the details of what he said. Lots of people saying, what, you're late to the party? Are you co-hosting with Cody Stutes or Patrick Mahomes? I already played that card.
Oh, yeah, I got to pull that audio.
Won that hand. Yeah, so, you know, nice try, but we appreciate you. Some people said that Barry's cat gave him the fever, therefore he has cat scratch fever. That's a dad joke that I didn't do, Nick. I just want to let you know that.
You know that's a real thing, right? Like, it's not just a sweet song.
Cat scratch fever is a real thing?
It's a real thing. Like, you can get an infection from cats, and it causes like inflammation in your lymph nodes.
Wow, that's probably why some people get in declawed then, right?
Yeah,
that's a part of the reason.
A way to avoid cat scratch fever.
You know, Barry's a big cat guy.
I'm
letting you know.
I'm aware.
Okay.
Yeah, but it's not scratching anybody. It's like 100 years old, so it's like
touch its food, it'll scratch your ass.
It's blind and can't see you. So
you've played with this cat before?
No, I mean, he's described it as this very sick, old, blind
Hasn't
cat.
Hasn't Barry described a lot of things that you kind of in the back of your mind questioned a little bit?
Why would I question that? I'm pretty sure he's telling the truth about his cat.
Okay. All right.
Of all the things he'd lie about, why would he lie about his cat?
Because it's 19. I don't know. Hey, you know how we like to give back to you, the fine listeners and usual suspects of the show? Well, we're going to do that right now. We have the new WWE 2K19 PS4 game, and we're going to give one away to you guys, the listeners, right now. If you're not aware of this, and Cody's a big wrestling fan, so he is aware of this. You should be, too. You can win the WWE 2K19 PS4 game. It's in stores. It's bigger and better than ever. It has the WWE 2K19 Million Dollar Challenge, where you'll play against cover superstar AJ Styles for a shot at $1 million. It's a 2K showcase that's back. There's My Career, which is back, an original story voiced by over 25 WWE superstars, and the WWE 2K19 roster is the biggest ever, loaded with superstars, legends, and Hall of Famers. Hey, I'm telling you what, it's available on all major video game platforms, but we're going to give one away right now for the PS4. You are caller 17 right now. 713-780-3776. 713-780-ESPN. You get yourself a free copy of WWE 2K19. You play that game?
I have not played 2K19 yet, but it looks fantastic.
You can go down to the marketing department and get you a copy of 2K18, I think, too, if you'd like. But you might be able to finagle a 19. I don't know.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
No. Okay. I don't think I will do that. So we were talking Texans before the break. Oh, my God. Someone just texted in. My friend's dad passed away from a cat bite. No joke. Well, uplifting.
When it's your time.
Uplifting
when
on a Thursday.
When it's your time, you know, survival of the fittest sometimes.
Wow. Okay. So early indications are everything that we touched on. And with all that being said, what are your guys' projections? What do you see happening tonight?
I can't, with good faith, tell anyone that the Texans are going to blow someone out. Because, I mean, they should have blown the Jaguars out last week.
See, I think they win by 10, but I'm not going overboard. I'm not going to say it's going to be convincing. I'm not going to say it's going to be a blowout. I'm going to say that they're going to cover the spread. They're going to. I expect a good crowd at home. I think the players will be pumped up. Like I said, the biggest thing to me is the defense has been playing better. Jonathan Joseph has not been as bad as people expected. Kareem Jackson has played better. And obviously the defensive line is starting to get better and get healthy and show more signs. Clowney has looked better. So I'll say Texans by 10.
So is that a Texans by 10, like they're up 17, the Dolphins score 7, and then they hold them off, like keep them at arm's length? Because the Texans are the type of team, like, which with their defense and the style of offense that they've been playing with injured Deshaun Watson, that they can do the stick and move and kind of keep you at a distance. That's what they decided to do with the Jaguars last week. Mm-hmm. Instead of, you know, trying to get a couple points before halftime and then getting the ball out of halftime, putting some more points on the board, it was, okay, let's keep them at distance. Let's let the defense take care of business. Because you mentioned it, the defense is playing better. The rust is off Jonathan Joseph. Kareem Jackson's been a revelation at safety. Tyrann Mathieu's finally come on these past couple weeks, understanding, trusting his teammates. Justin Reed's balling.
I was going to say, Reed, they made one hell of a pick there.
Justin Reed is balling right now. And you brought Clowney up. I'm probably one of the biggest Clowney fans in the city. Right now.
He needs him.
Right now in this, right now in the NFL, more quarterback hits than Khalil Mack. More tackles for a loss than Khalil Mack, half a sack less than Khalil Mack, and as many defensive touchdowns as Khalil Mack.
And no way in hell you're getting to convince me that they should bring him back or pay him anywhere near Khalil Mack.
But I'm not bringing that up just to say, like, to talk about the money. I'm bringing that up to show you the level of play that he's bringing. Oh, and by the way, J.J. Watt's one sack off the sack leader in the NFL. Like, they're balling right now.
I love their defensive. Absolutely.
So why can't
but
we...
But I'm saying they win by 10. I'm not saying... I'll say this. I'll say it's never where you worry and are concerned that it's not going to be a turnover late that solidifies the spread. I say that they're up. They get up early. Watson looks good. They keep him from out of harm's way. And they're in command the entire game.
My question for us would be, why don't we feel like it's going to be a blowout? And why can't we say it's going to be a blowout?
I can tell you right away.
Is it O'Brien?
It's offensive line first and foremost.
Okay.
First and foremost, I'm worried about the fact that that offensive line can make anybody's defensive line look better than average.
They've played literally one good game, the offensive line. It was last week.
So, you know, the positive people are going to say, well, you build on that because they're starting to figure it out. No. And the negative people are going to say, you are what your track record says you are. And over the course of the first quarter and a half of the season, they have not been good. And I don't expect them to be good. I expect Watson to be good, better than the game manager he was last week. And I expect him to not throw the ball into double coverage in the end zone. And I think that obviously Fuller's playing better and better. D-Hop, you don't have to worry about. If they can get anything that resembles a running game to get a little balance,
sure.
I expect this team to take the lead early and be in command of this game. Like I said, they'll cover the spread of 7.5. I don't expect it to be much more than 10, but I expect them to get a somewhat convincing win.
To me, the reason I can't just go and say, okay, this team's going to blow them out, because like, if you're a Patriots fan, if you're a Chiefs fan, if you're like a Steelers fan, you could say, okay, they're going to blow this team out, and you feel really confident about it. The reason I can't do it is too many times in Bill O'Brien's tenure, they haven't been ready to do that. Like, they haven't been ready from the start, and they haven't built on a good performance. You know, like the offensive line 3 weeks ago had a nice game, and then the following week...
Well, you bring the X factor in that may completely kibosh everything I just said, which is Bill O'Brien, between the coaching decisions, the vanilla offensive calls, the red zone offense, the time management, all those things... could be the X factor that makes this a very close game, or the Dolphins steal a victory.
Right.
So I'm going to get your guys' perspective after the break. I want to hear what you guys have to say and what you expect to see happening tonight at NRG Stadium. But it's a big one. It's a national TV game. It is indeed going to be the Texans and the Dolphins as the Houston Texans go for their fifth straight win. We do want to remind you guys, we know that we try and take care of you, and the NFL season starts tonight. That means not only do you have to get picks in like we do for our station pools and such, but you got to play fantasy football, and it starts tonight. Therefore, Sigmund Bloom, our fantasy football expert, joins us at 2:30. That means you know how we do this. You get your texts in, you get your tweets in, you ask us questions, we'll try and get you answers, and priority is always the phone calls, so be prepared. Right before we approach 2:30, we will open the phone lines, and the calls will be first priority for Sigmund Bloom. It's 2:30 p.m. He joins us to talk fantasy football. It's other than that, a bunch more of the usual suspects, and it's all coming right up. Don't go anywhere. Much more right here on ESPN 97.5.
My name is Bob Lee, and you're listening to ESPN 97.5.
This is The Usual Suspects on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Powered by Infuse Energy. Infuse energy into your life. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, here's Joel Blank and Barry Laminack with Nick Sciarra.
Welcome back. Hour number one, three-hour show, Usual Suspects, ESPN 97.5. Another quick and subtle reminder, Sigmund Bloom, our fantasy football expert, 2:30 p.m. So if you've got fantasy football questions, you can text them. You can tweet them. Our text line, of course, 713-780-3776. Also, our phone number. If you're going to call, and we take calls first, make sure you call right before 2:30 when we go to that break, because coming out, we're going to blow and go with as many as we can get to for Sigmund Bloom. Otherwise, send us a text or send us a tweet at Pac-Man Joel, probably the easiest way to do it. And I will kind of organize and get them out there for Sigmund, because that man is a mastermind when it comes to answering your questions quickly and accurately on Thursdays. So we'll continue to do that.
So I got a question for Cody and you, Joel.
Yeah.
So we talked about, or Cody, you mentioned the offensive line had one good game, and that was last week. And so is Lamar Miller's 100-yard performance dependent on that? Because if they don't have another good performance, I don't expect the Dolphins to allow, 248 yards again like they did last week.
So the thing about this offensive line is Greg Mance played right guard last week again in for Zach Fulton, who had an ankle injury, and Mance will be the right guard again this week because Fulton is officially ruled out for this game. Mance was terrible at left guard when he filled in earlier in the season against the Giants. And then last week against the Jaguars, I was kind of nervous because, okay, Mance wasn't good against the Giants. He's a backup, and he gets in there. And then the Lamar Miller touchdown, like, they blew the Jaguars off the line of scrimmage into the end zone, like the best, maybe one of the best rushes of the team's season. And Greg Mance was at the focal point at the center of that. And so with him at right guard and just the amount of times that they ran the ball that way, and ran that ball that way with success, I have to imagine that they're going to continue to try to ride that success, put it together this week, because they had some decent rushing performances to start the year, and then it dipped, and now it's come back against the Jaguars. And if you can run against the Jaguars, surely you can run against the Dolphins. I mean,
well, you would think, right? But again, you just don't know how badly in disarray that Jacksonville Jaguars defense is, but how quickly the mighty have fallen from a team that had this invincible D and their spokesman was out front and blabby in Jalen Ramsey. And now all bets are off. They're in London this week. They face an unbelievably tough opponent in Philadelphia. And kind of safe to say, but we talked about the Eagles' woes yesterday too. Whoever loses that game is in real trouble. Between the Eagles and the Jags.
Oh, no doubt about that. Can you imagine if the Texans win tonight and Jacksonville goes over to their future home crowd and loses across the pond to the Eagles? The Eagles get a little get-right going, and then Jacksonville's lost two straight after benching, then coming back and re-sticking with Blake Bortles. You're looking at an AFC South that could get into some disarray behind the Texans.
Do you understand the power that is a 9-7 season in a division championship, Cody? Because this is something that Houston people have never experienced before.
Joel,
oh, never mind.
It's hard to win NFL football games. I don't know if you've heard.
Cody, look, Cody, you got you, you guys just don't, okay, you don't understand. I got to do a better job, but you don't understand. We won four in a row. It doesn't matter who we play. Nick, why do you have, like, Lamar Miller on your fantasy team or something? Are you hoping for a running
not.
Game?
I do not. No, I just, I don't, it's just so easy to look on paper, like Cody and you guys have been talking about. Hey, they allowed 248 yards last week. The Texans should be able to have at least some of that success this week. And the Texans, that's the team to blow that. That's the team to not take advantage of a situation like that. So, I don't know. It just sounds too good to be true. I'm comfortable with 10 points. I'm comfortable with you saying the Texans win by 10 points. I'm comfortable with saying the Texans will cover the spread. I might be even willing to go as high as 14 points, but, I mean, I don't know if they're going to have the same exact success rushing.
Well, I asked before the break, what do you guys see? If you, in your gut, in your heart, in your head, what are you predicting happens tonight?
So, I don't know what the read is on Deshaun Watson, because the past two games have been game manager extraordinaire, and that's not using his skill set. That's not taking
but
advantage of what he can do.
It's a whole lot better than having him take shot after shot after shot.
Correct, but I know he was feeling better against Jacksonville, because against Buffalo he only had one scramble, which means not designed run. Like, the play broke down, he took off. He only had one. He had four against the Jaguars last week, and so you can tell he's feeling better. He's not going to have to take a bus to any more games. So that's an element of him feeling better. I'm concerned, though, two games in 4 days, that's where I get concerned. Or two games in 5 days, however you want to phrase it, because he had that week to heal up ahead of Jacksonville, and they took care of him, and he got the bus. So there was still some clear concern about the injury, and now he's got to play those two games in short succession. So you, and look, I know he didn't take near as many shots against Jacksonville as he had, you know, the previous 2 weeks, but still, with the type of injury, I mean, aren't you just one big hit from any schmuck on the Dolphins, and all of a sudden it's a Brandon Whedon game?
I mean, you say that, but you also say, based on the hit he took from Smith alone in the Dallas game, that this guy is just, his durability is unbelievable.
He's nails.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. So unless it's some sort of freak hit that re-injures the exact same thing that was hurt, or something, you know, worse, like a knee or something like that, like, Watson's playing and he's playing through it, but they're protecting him with the play calling. They're protecting him by trying to call plays where he makes a quick decision, gets the ball out. He doesn't have that time to sit back and watch and make some of those deep throws like he had at different points when the offense looked like it was rolling. If he's closer to superstar Deshaun Watson than game manager Deshaun Watson, then they blow him out. But I just can't imagine they're going to do that with just a short turnaround on this, and then the still protecting him. Now, he comes out in Denver, and he's still game manager Deshaun Watson, then we got a problem. But if he's game manager Deshaun Watson, and they can rush the ball a little bit tonight, they're going to score enough points to win. Is the defense going to turn over Brock? Yes, they're going to turn over Brock Osweiler.
I fully believe that.
They're turning over Brock Osweiler. Romeo Crennel is a zone guru at different times with his defense. Brock can't read zones. It should be turnover central. Now, it's up to O'Brien, the offense, turn those turnovers into touchdowns, not field goals, touchdowns, and then you're not worried about this game at all. But I can't bet on that. I can't accurately say they're going to do.
Because Nick, look,
it's going to be a close, ugly game.
We went to the bullpen. We brought in the closer. We didn't know he was going to be an innings eater because he just ate up like five innings, and we didn't get a prediction. Give me what you think you're
going to
see.
The Texans are going to win by 6 or 7 points.
Oh,
so they're not covering. That's what I got. That's the vibe I got when he was talking, that he was that the Texans wouldn't cover.
I can't say they're going to blow them out just because I don't know if this team has it in them.
That's fair.
But if they show me that tonight,
then you're going to be a true believer.
Then I'll believe. But
we know where you came from, so we know we got it in you. We know that you got plenty of red, white, and blue Kool-Aid to be consumed between now and the end of the season, and believe that this team is a Super Bowl bound champion.
That's Liberty White, Deep Steel Blue, and Battle Red Joel.
Exactly what I mean. Hey, Nick, who do you got if you're picking the game tonight?
I'm okay with Texans by 10. I think they'll cover the spread.
Copycat.
I think they win, and I think they'll cover the spread.
Okay. All right, so there you go. And with that, hour number one in the books. One in the books, two to go. Still plenty more of the big show. If you want to join the crowd and the fray and the suspects and have some fun along the way, 713-780-3776, HRNP listener line. Call, text, hit us on Twitter. Sigmund Bloom, again, fantasy football questions, 2:30. Mark your calendars, get your stuff in. We'll get it to Sigmund. Hour number two right around the corner. Don't go anywhere. It's the usual suspects, ESPN 97.5.